This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here we go. The T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer is underway as the tap is controlled by the Bullets. Your officials today, Carl Shreve, Bob Alexander, and Larry Watts as Williamsville goes right down to the block to Gleason. Her shot rolls out, and on the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul coming out. That's going to go on the Bullets. So after a year off because of the COVID, we are back here with the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, the third installment being hosted by Nokomis High School. Little three-quarters court pressure from Williamsville as the Birds handling in the backcourt. Nixon comes across the timeline with the left-hand bounce. She's trapped on the sideline in front of the Williamsville bench. Gets it away to Addie Green. Addie wearing a sleeve on her left shoulder as she gives it back up top now to Gracie Darr between the circles on the bounce. Williamsville in a little 2-3 zone piece here. That pass is deflected and stolen by Madison Roberts. Roberts tries a crossover at the top of the key. Had it deflected away, picked up there, and handed off to Barton. Into the hands of Hendrickson now. Top of the key it goes to Miller on the right wing with Madison Roberts. Roberts leaves it back for Barton now on the dribble right side. Dribble handoff to Roberts. Down on the block to Gleason, and the Pius Allbirds defense collapses down and commits the foul. Let's see. I think they're going to get Stormer on the personal. They will. Cali's first, team's first, and it will send Charlene Gleason to the free throw line, the young sophomore for the Bullets. Just underway, opening quarter. Toss, good. And the shootout's first points belong to Charlene Gleason. She knocks down the free throw with 7:07 to play in the opening quarter. Second toss, rattles out, no good. 1 out of 2 for Gleason. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by the Birds and Gracie Darr. All the money today goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. A lot of really nice raffle items out in the lobby here at Nokomis. Make sure you stop by whenever you make your way into the gymnasium. That pass is tipped and stolen. The Birds' second turnover. Here come the Bullets with Barton. Leaves it top of the key for Roberts. She will stop, pop, and knock from 15. Maddie Roberts has the game's first field goal, and Williamsville out to a 3-0 start. $5 gets you in the door, and that admission price is good all day long. And you do not have to be present to win any of the raffles or 50-50s, by the way. If you win, we'll get a hold of you. 6:20 for the opening quarter. Coming up next, it'll be Hillsborough and Litchfield girls as Green loses the handle. Check that. Darr loses the handle out front. Picked up off the floor by the Bullets, and attacking down low is Maddie Roberts. And Roberts has her second field goal. And it's 5-0. Williamsville pressure, and Southwestern throws it away, trying to save it off the baseline. Fourth turnover. The Bullets pressure giving the Birds a little bit of trouble here in the opening minutes. On the curl, Roberts has it at the elbow, had it jarred loose, picks it up on the baseline. Leaves it back now for Barton. Left elbow it goes to Miller. Into the hands now of Allie Hendrickson. She'll reset the Bullet offense. Top of the key, Roberts wants the three. Yes, oh, Maddie Roberts feeling it early. She's got 7. She drains the straight-on triple, and Darren Mosley needs a timeout. 5:40 for the opening quarter. Williamsville out to an 8-0 lead on Southwestern. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Nokomis with a T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Williamsville out to an 8-0 lead on Southwestern. Here's the Bullets come with the full court pressure. Southwestern's turned it over 4 times in the early stages as Hannah Nixon, trouble in the backcourt, gets it off to Gracie Darr. Gracie across the timeline just in time as the freshman has it jarred loose. Nope, a hand check on Williamsville. They're going to get Roberts with that personal foul. That's Maddie's first. She has 7 of the Bullets, 8 points here in the early going. 5:27 for the opening quarter. Hannah Nixon gets it in to Addie Green. I tell you what, a lot of these schools on the boys' side specifically that are used to coming to Nokomis, I imagine will enjoy coming to Nokomis and not have to play Nokomis. Up top, Hannah Nixon. That three ball is partially blocked out there by Barton, and then it's going to be out of bounds and belong to Southwestern. Or did the Birds come in and touch it after the fact? No, it'll be Pius Allbird, Birds basketball. They'll line up a girl in each corner of the lane. As Nixon, bounce pass, oh, nice, feed off to Darr, off the window, it's good from the left side. Beautiful out-of-bounds set there as Gracie Darr came free off the left block. The Birds on the board, 5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's a quick trigger from 16, short from Hendrickson. Offensive rebound to Roberts, her follow won't go from the baseline, and the rebound ripped away from Nixon, but it finds its way into the hands of Cali Stormer. And here come the Birds into the front court with Addie Green. Man-to-man defense now for the Bullets as Green has it poked away on the spin move, picked up out there by Tylee Barton. Barton attacks, and the layup is good. Good job by Dar to get back and contest that, but Barton was able to finish off the left side. 10-2, Williamsville with the lead, 4:25 for the opening quarter. I'll tell you what, a 9:30 tip is not ideal for anybody. But Southwestern and Williamsville both made it here in plenty of time. Williamsville had about an hour trek to get here for this 9:30 tip, and Southwestern had some trouble in the backcourt, and they will use their second timeout. 4:18 for the opening quarter, 10-2 Williamsville. Back to the Tito Shootout versus Cancer following this one message. Just about halfway through the opening quarter here of our opening game with the third annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Williamsville leading Southwestern 10-2, and the Birds throw it away. They tried a little backdoor set out of the timeout, and the pass was a little bit too tall for Hannah Nixon. You know, I've always wondered now with COVID canceling a lot of stuff, if you're saying, can you still say third annual? I don't know. It's certainly the third one. Halfway through quarter number one. And on the baseline was Delaney Noonan, and she'll be out of bounds for Williamsville's first turnover. She was passing out towards the left wing but had that foot on the baseline before she released. See if the Birds can navigate this pressure here. Gracie Dar in the backcourt. The freshman keeps the bounce alive. Nice little cross over there. She comes across the timeline, keeps the dribble alive, pass into the short corner, deflected out by the Bullets, and it'll stay with Southwestern. The Williamsville pressure, the story here early. They have forced Southwestern into six opening quarter turnovers. Hannah Nixon in front of the Williamsville bench gets it in to Gracie Dar. Gracie brings it back between the circles for Southwestern. Picks up the bounce into the hands it goes. On the curl that time for Ditterline. Spinning is Nixon. In the corner it goes. That shot is short by Haley Stormer. And on the rebound, we've got a jump ball. And on the arrow, it stays with the Piasaw Birds. 3:23, quarter number one. Are we going to get... Oh, there's just a question about the arrow, perhaps. Or no, we're going to get the old mask break. That is what we have here. 3:23 for the opening quarter. 10-2, Williamsville leading Southwestern. Game one of the third annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer continues following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer here at Nokomis. Game one of eight. $5 gets you in the door, and that $5 price good all day long here at Nokomis. The inbounds pass stolen. A little bit too lazy from Hannah Nixon there. Picked off by Maddie Roberts. She's going to pull up for three, a little bit short off the right side of the key, and the rebound down to the Piasaw Birds and Ditterline. Into the hands of Dar. Gracie will slow it up as she nears midcourt as Williamsville waits in their half-court man-to-man. Here's Dar working on Roberts. Leaves it on the wing for Haley Stormer. Stormer on the left wing. Hannah Nixon, one of the three. And she's going to be called for the old up and down as she got ready to release that. Good job by Tylee Barton to come over with the late contest and force Southwestern into that turnover. Addie Green will return to the floor for Southwestern, replacing Callie Stormer. 10-2, Bullets lead, just inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Looks like most of the Southwestern kids have the black chin strap on today. Williamsville, a combination of the black and blue chin straps. That baseline shot is short. Rebound to Gleason. Her follow's no good. Comes right back to her. That rattles out. How did it not go down? She rips it away again, and we're going to get a jump ball as Charlene Gleason just floored that time. One of the Piasaw Birds, that was Tristan Ditterline, just ripped it right away from her. And on the arrow, the Bullets will keep possession. They'll throw in from the baseline. They're going to lob to Roberts, but miscommunication. No one home. The ball goes all the way out beyond the three-point line. But Williamsville able to track it down and maintain possession. 2.5 minutes opening quarter. On the block with Miller. Kicks it out to Gleason on the left wing now with Barton. She's to the foul line, cut off there. Into the hands of Maddie Roberts. Back to Barton. Her entry pass to Gleason deflected away, but a foul coming over the back that time. They're going to get Ditterline. For Tristan, her first, team second. Baseline out of bounds for the Bullets. They'll line everybody up along the baseline. They'll lob it out to the foul line. Roberts. She's going to pull from 15. Yes, for Maddie Roberts. She's got 9 opening quarter points. 12-2 Williamsville. 2 minutes for the first quarter in the backcourt. A palming violation on Hallie Stormer. That's the 9th Southwestern turnover here in the opening 6 minutes of play. Substitutions for the Bullets. Checking in is Addison Gray. She's a junior. And Reagan Miller has returned to the floor. Also, Delaney Noonan is into the contest for the Bullets. Out front with Allie Henriksen. She leaves it on the right wing for Noonan. Dumps it down to Gray. Her shot off the mark, no good. Rebound to the Birds and Addie Green. Addie comes into the front court, and she is fouled by Maddie Robertson. That's two on Maddie Robertson. Perhaps foul trouble will be the only thing that slows Maddie Roberts down here this morning. She has 9 of the Williamsville 12 points and 2 of the Williamsville's 3 fouls. The first is good. The second is not. Here's Hannah Nixon looking. Tried to get it into the corner, deflected out of there by Roberts. And that was a good aggressive denial from Maddie Roberts after just being whistled for her second personal foul. She's not going to be playing tentative, it wouldn't appear. Nixon gets it in to Gracie Dar. Gracie drives baseline, got caught under the backboard, but she's going to get bailed out with a foul call. Fourth team foul on Williamsville. And they're going to get Addison Gray with the personal, her first. Hillsboro-Litchfield girls next. And then Hillsboro varsity boys play 8th ends at 12:30. Hillsboro JV boys will face Edinburgh at 2 o'clock. That ball deflected out. It'll stay with Southwestern. Of course, Carlinville had to back out last night, had to cancel their game with Staunton last night as well. So the Hillsboro JV, a late addition. They'll take on Edinburgh, who replaced Tri-City, who had to pull out this week after COVID issues. We'll have Lincolnwood-Litchfield boys at 3:30, Nokomis-Greenville girls at 5, Centralia-Effingham boys at 6:30, and Nokomis-Madison boys at 8. A big day of basketball here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Haley Stormer handles out front in the corner. Hannah Nixon for 3, can't get a little bit too strong, and the rebound down to the Bullets and Allie Henriksen. Henriksen, off it goes to Roberts. Maddie Roberts on the wing, back to Henriksen. Boy, she had an open 3, passed on it. Back to Roberts. She'll pull it out between the circles and reset the offense. 70 seconds for the opening quarter. A 12-2 Williamsville lead. Maddie Roberts, 9 of those 12. Open for 3. Left that one short, did Roberts. And the rebound down to Addie Green for Southwestern. Ball deflected out in the backcourt. It'll stay with the Birds. Kelly Stormer going to check back in, the senior for Southwestern. She will replace Haley Stormer. And 5 seniors on this Piasaw Birds roster. It's just really strange to think that you look over on that bench right now, 7 kids total, so 2 active players on the bench with the injuries that Southwestern has had to deal with here. A Stormer attacks, left it short, rebound tipped right to Nixon. Her follow won't go, and the rebound down to the Bullets, now a foul on Southwestern. But you think about the Southwestern success under Merv Kruthis and obviously the long run of success under Steve Woolley. And I've said it before, that was one of the great travesties of that COVID season, was how Steve Woolley went out, the great team he had a year ago, and no postseason last year in Steve Woolley's final campaign. That seems like ages ago when you look at where the numbers are right now for Southwestern. Half a minute for the opening quarter. A 12-2 Williamsville lead. Bullets have the basketball. Here's Roberts left alone for 3. A little bit short. And the rebound to Noonan for the Bullets. And they can reset. Nope. Roberts says, I'll pull it again. Got it. Oh, Maddie Roberts. A dozen first quarter points. A 15-2 Williamsville lead. 13 seconds for the opening quarter. Middle of the floor to Addie Green. Addie has some trouble, lost her footing, but the ball goes right to Nixon. And then her pass goes right out of bounds as she had some steam on that across the floor for the 10th Southwestern turnover. Leaves 3.4 seconds on the first quarter clock, and B.J. Halford wants to set something up. 15-2 Williamsville with the lead. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer after this one message. Just 3.4 seconds remain in the opening quarter of our first game of the day here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Williamsville has the basketball at midcourt. They call the timeout to set something up. Henriksen looking, gets it into Maddie. Dumps it down at the horn. Good if it goes off the window. Yes, for Addison Gray. Oh, that was a nice set out of the timeout as everybody flowed towards Roberts to get her off that 3 ball, and she dumps it down to Gray at the buzzer for the bucket. 8 minutes in the books. Williamsville leading Southwestern 17-2. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. 1 quarter in the books. Williamsville leading Southwestern 17-2. I guess more appropriately, Maddie Roberts leading Southwestern. Roberts, a dozen first quarter points here this morning. About said this afternoon. Not yet. We'll have a couple games this morning, then all sorts of games this afternoon, and more games this evening. The first of 8 here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. By the way, the individual scoring record, 28 points set by Sammy Matouche back at 18. So Maddie Roberts, she's going to make a run at that, it would appear. Here's Gracie Dar handling top of the key. Little hand check out there. They're going to get Gray with the personal, her first, team's fifth. Williamsville 4-3 on the year. Southwestern enters 4-5. The Birds playing no JV schedule this year, just straight varsity games. And there's a number of teams around the area doing that. So many of the regular season girls' games starting at 6 o'clock this year. The Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers have made their way into the gymnasium. They will tip off next against their rivals from Hillsboro. How about Hillsboro and Litchfield playing each other in Nokomis? On the attack, Nixon got too far under the rim, and she blocked herself with that one. It'll go out of bounds, belonging to the Bullets. Hannah got moving just a little bit. Check that Ditter line. That was Ditter line. Got moving just a little bit too quick that time and wound up under the bucket. 17-2 Bullets, just underway, second quarter. On the attack, Hendrickson leaves it at the elbow for Gray. Into the hands of Roberts. Maddie turns the corner, pulls up just outside the lane, off the window. It's good for Maddie Roberts. Give her 14 for the ball game. 7 minutes, first half. The pressure, full court, has given Southwestern trouble. They've turned it over 10 times. And in addition to that, has just really slowed their offense up and forced them to initiate things a lot further from the hoop. There was a good aggressive attack off the bounce that time and drawing the foul, and Southwestern has been able to do that. Sixth team foul on the Bullets. The next time we'll put Southwestern to the free throw line. Oh, they tried just a little underhand shovel to Addie Green. The Bullets had it well covered, ill-advised. 11th turnover, but ripped away by Ditterline, but she couldn't get it to go. A nice contest from Roberts. Now Maddie pushes to Gray. The lead pass just a little bit too far off the fingertips of Addison Gray, out of bounds, and it'll go back over to Southwestern. Charlene Gleason checking back in, the sophomore for the Bullets. She will replace Gray. On the point of that pressure is Hendrickson for the Bullets, as Addie Green has it into the front court now. Keeps the dribble alive, spinning at the right wing. Leaves it in the corner for Callie Stormer. Stormer picked up her dribble just outside the lane. Bounce pass across the lane to Ditterline, and she is fouled. 17 fouls, so Williamsville over the limit here with 6:26 to play in the first half of play. The foul on Gleason is her second. Free throw for Cali Stormer, good. That ends a long scoring drought for the Birds. Now 19-3 Williamsville. The senior Stormer's toss is off the mark, no good. He gets one out of two, but the rebound, last touch by the Bullets, and the PSR Birds will have it on the baseline. The difference in this game right now is Maddie Roberts. She's got 14 of the Williamsville 19. Baseline trigger for the Birds. Dar gets it in to Nixon, open for three. Off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Regan Miller for Williamsville. Here comes Roberts into the front court, leaves it back for Hendrickson. Hendrickson on the left wing now with Roberts. Maddie, high above her head, surveys, dumps it on the block to Gleason. A power bounce, can't get it to go. A good job of defense in there by Ditterline to stay straight up with the contest. Rebound down to the Birds, 6 minutes for the first half. Here's Gracie Darr with the left-hand dribble, picks up the bounce now. She's going to pivot around, needs some assistance. Gets it off to Green, tried to dump it down to Ditterline. Good post denial from Gleason, knocks it away. It'll stay with Southwestern, baseline out of bounds. Carl Shreve, Bob Alexander, Larry Watts are officials here for game one today. On the baseline, Nixon gets it in to Green. Right back to Nixon for three. Partially blocked there by Barton. Comes up short. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by the Bullets. Here comes Hendrickson on the push to the left corner, and she's going to be called for travel. Nice job by Gracie Darr there defensively. She just moved her feet, stayed in front, and forced that travel. 5:38 for the first half. A 19-3 Williamsville lead. Hillsboro Litchfield girls next. Hillsboro Athens varsity at 12:30. Hillsboro JV Edinburgh at 2. Lincolnwood Litchfield boys at 3:30. Nokomis Greenville girls at 5. Centralia Effingham boys at 6:30. And Nokomis Madison boys wrap it up tonight at about 8 o'clock. All part of the T-Toad shootout versus cancer, as the Birds attacking the rim, attacking the offensive boards, and they have worked their way to the free throw line. It'll be Tristan Ditterline at the charity stripe. The foul on Miller, her second. So you've got Roberts, Gray, Miller, Gleason, all with two to account for the 18 fouls. Ditterline's free throw short. Substitutions for the Bullets, Delaney Noonan in, and Reagan Miller returns for Williamsville. $5 gets you in the door. We got raffles and 50-50s, and you don't have to be present to win any of the items. Free throw good. Ditterline gets one out of two. Good place to do some Christmas shopping and watch some hoops, all for a good cause, the money to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And as we know, they keep everything local. They've got so many volunteers here today. We're thankful so much for the Montgomery County Cancer Association and all that they do. Here's a three ball from Roberts off the mark, and on the rebound, a whistle and foul on Williamsville. And we should be shooting free throws here, as they're going to get the third personal on Charlene Gleason. And we will take the walk here to the other end. Four foul shots for Southwestern. They are 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Williamsville 1 of 2 at the charity stripe. One in bonus for Ditterline. Tristan's free throw is too strong, and the rebound down to the Bullets. Roberts quickly into the front court, pass ahead to Noonan. Delaney Noonan right back to Maddie Roberts. Down on the block it goes to Miller, and on the entry, a whistle and foul on Southwestern. Fourth team foul on the Birds, and they're going to get Addie Green on the personal. That's Addie's first. It'll be Williamsville ball on the baseline. They line everybody up. Oh, Roberts faked out, cut back in, but she missed it. A good late contest in there by Nixon. And then Southwestern has trouble with the outlet pass, and they throw it away. 12th Southwestern turnover. And that was an unforced mistake that time from the Piasaw Birds. The Williamsville pressure has been the culprit for a number of the Southwestern turnovers. No shame in that, but that one just got away from the Birds. 4.5 minutes, first half, a 19-4 Williamsville lead. Into the hands of Maddie Roberts. She brings it out between the circles. Roberts with the left-hand bounce gets a high ball screen between the legs at the right elbow. Cut off there, leaves it back now for Noonan. Right back into the hands of Roberts. Maddie wants to drive baseline and a hand check out there on Gracie Darr. Quick first step that time for Roberts, and she was by Darr. And all Gracie could do was reach in and commit the foul. Baseline out of bounds again for the Bullets. Gray looking, bounce pass into Miller. She'll get it back to Roberts, top of the key to Noonan now. Noonan works it left side with Barton. Barton brings it back across the head of the key into the hands of Noonan into the right corner. Right elbow to Miller. She'll fire and knock it down. Reagan Miller has her first bucket. Good, patient offensive possession that time for the Bullets, and they lead Southwestern 21-4 halfway through quarter number two. In the backcourt, Gracie Darr leaves it off for Hannah Nixon. Hannah, that pass is tipped and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nixon and the Birds. 13th Southwestern turnover. The full court pressure problematic for Southwestern here today. Good ball pressure by the Williamsville guards. And with that stoppage, we will have our second quarter mask break. 3:47 for the first half. Williamsville leading Staunton 21-4. Leading Southwestern, 21-4. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Nokomis. Gary Booker, Sean Belent will be around throughout the day as well. Levi Ubelt, Jennifer Graham taking care of things back in our WSMI studios here for the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, being hosted by our friends at Nokomis here in 2021. And we've got a moving screen out front out of the timeout. They're going to get Gray. That's going to be her third, 10th team foul. And on the offensive foul, no free throw. So sideline out of bounds for Southwestern. And it goes to Gracie Darr. Darr handling dangerous cross-court pass deflected out by Gray. Southwestern fortunate that didn't lead to a runout. Gray might have jammed her finger deflecting that ball away as she shakes her left hand. You're kind of flexing her middle finger on her left hand. Nothing like the old jammed finger off a basketball. Just feels great every time. 3.5 minutes, first half. 21-4. Williamsville with the lead. 14 of the Williamsville 21, courtesy of Maddie Roberts. And now Roberts nearly came up with a steal as she deflected that pass, and then it's going to be turned over anyway as Haley Stormer falling to the ground just had to get rid of it, and it went right into the midst of Tylee Barton for Williamsville. Here comes Roberts. Nice spin at the foul line. Back to Barton for three. Missed it all. And on the air ball, it'll stay with Williamsville. And, boy, those air ball shots seem to always benefit the shooting team, as you just don't anticipate it not hitting any rim when you go to block out. Nice out of bounds. They go right to Jordan Phillips, and she puts it up and in from about 8 feet, heart of the lane. Her first bucket. inside of 3 minutes for the first half. Hannah Nixon in the backcourt. They've been dealing with full court trapping pressure all game. Nixa caught on the sideline, tried to bounce it off the foot of a Williamsville player, but it deflected and stayed inbounds, went right to teammate Tristan Ditterlein. They couldn't do that again if they tried, as Nixon has a laugh about that. She was trapped on the sideline. She tried to bounce it off of a Williamsville foot to get it out of bounds, and she got it off the foot, but it had some funny spin on it, kicked back into play right to Ditterlein. Then she's fouled. Third personal on Addison Gray. So two free throws here for Tristan Ditterlein. Toss is good. Tristan now 2 of 4 at the foul line. She'll get a second toss. 2:43 for the half. Free throw is off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Maddie Roberts for Williamsville. Lead pass in the front court to Barton. Right on the block to Phillips, left hand, no, but Jordan is fouled, and she'll have free throws. 2:36 for the first half of play. That personal foul on Hannah Nixon. It's Hannah's first. And Jordan Phillips, the junior, at the free throw line. The free throw is no good, rattled out. Second toss for Jordan Phillips with 2:36 for the first half. A 23-5 Williamsville lead. Game 1 of 8. Second toss is good. Jordan gets 1 out of 2. That makes it 24-5. And the Bullets wait in three quarters court pressure now. 1-2-2. Addie Green. Bounce pass across the floor to Gracie Dard. Gracie stays middle of the court. Picks up the bounce right at midcourt. Now gets it off to Addie Green. And Southwestern can set up the half court. Williamsville back into a 2-3 half court zone. 2:15 for the first half. You're listening to WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. We're coming to you from Nokomis in the third annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. First game of the day. Girls action, Williamsville leading Southwestern 24-5. Here's Hannah Nixon. Gets it in near side to Gracie Dar. The freshman on the back pedal now with the left-hand bounce out near midcourt between the circles. She'll work right side, leaves it for Hannah Nixon. High post to Addie Green. She draws a crowd in that zone, forces it up, no whistle. Rebound to Ditterlein on the baseline, but it's off the hands of Haley Stormer out of bounds over to Williamsville. But the Bullets just crowding everything. Every single action for Southwestern has been contested here in the first half. 105 seconds for quarter number two, a 24-5 Williamsville lead. 14 first half points for Maddie Roberts as she dumps it in the corner to Phillips. Right back to Roberts on the baseline. Kicks it out to Barton. Foul line to Noonan. Here's Roberts open for three. Left that one short. And the rebound will go out of bounds and belong to Southwestern with 88 seconds to play in the half. 15 first half turnovers for Southwestern. And most of those have been forced by the Williamsville pressure. Here's Gracie Dark, comes into the front court, gets it away to Addie Green. Her pass down to the baseline tip, still found its way to Haley Stormer, but now to the floor, Roberts, and she picks it up. Boy, Southwestern has had windows, but active hands from Williamsville has forced a number of deflections, which have eventually led to turnovers. Final minute, first half, 24-5 Williamsville. Here's Barton, Roberts in the corner. She wants the three ball, can't get that one to go, and the rebound picked up by Southwestern, off the floor by Haley Stormer. 50 seconds for the half. Here comes Hannah Nixon across the timeline for the Birds. She leaves it for Gracie Dar. Gracie Dar now puts it on the deck as Williamsville's back to man-to-man defense here. Dar out front being pressured by Noonan. Picked up the dribble, leaves it off for Ditterlein. Dumps it down to Green. Another deflection by Williamsville leads to another turnover by Southwestern. Here comes Barton in a hurry the other way. Dumps it to Roberts, middle of the lane. Missed that one off to the right side. And the rebound down to Southwestern in Haley Stormer. 20 seconds for the half. 24-5. Williamsville with the lead. They led 17-2 after one. And out front, a foul on Roberts. And that's going to be Maddie's third. A reach-in foul. 30 feet from the hoop with 11 seconds to play in the half. That is her third. That's a big foul on Maddie Roberts. So at the free throw line now is Gracie Dar, the young freshman for the Birds. Free throw for Gracie is good. Gracie has Southwestern's only field goal of the first half. That came in the opening quarter. 24-6, Bullets with the lead. Second free throw for Gracie Darr. Lines it up and knocks it down. Didn't even touch a piece of iron. 3 seconds, check that, 11 seconds for the half as the Bullets come quickly into the front court with Roberts. Up top to Phillips on the right wing with Barton. 4 seconds for the half. Roberts has it with two. Going to pull up for three at the buzzer. Good if it goes, it will not. And a good job by the Southwestern Piasaw Birds to weather the storm in that second quarter. Southwestern was down 17-2 after one. As we reach halftime, it is the Williamsville Bullets 24, the Southwestern Piasaw Birds 7. This is the third annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer here on WSMI. Always great to see the sportsmanship with the ladies as we're waiting for the start of the second half because the officials were enjoying the wonderful hospitality room that we have set up. And so Williamsville and Southwestern just kind of standing around, just shooting the breeze, Gary.
Well, I tell you what, girls will be girls. And they do like to visit, and it doesn't matter what the subject is. They're having a lot of fun out there, and that's good regardless of the score. Number one thing is to go out and have a good time and enjoy yourself.
And that's what Terry was all about.
Yes.
So the Bullets will get the basketball here to start the second half. And we talked about the official shortage. Hats off to Louie Lang. We got 8 games, and we got 3 officials for all 8. Good job, Louie.
And one official out here now, Carl Shreve, my former point guard over at Gillespie back in the 80s.
He's thinking, oh, I hope Coach Booker don't make me run. Down on the block it goes to Gleason. Rims out no good, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Can the Birds get a little spurt here to start the third quarter? Off it goes to Gracie Darr. Out between the circles, leaves it off for Ditterline. On the right side of the key now with Callie Stormer. Into the hands of Darr, tries to dump it down to the block to Ditterline. Tough pass there, all sorts of purple bullet jerseys around. And that'll be a turnover on Southwestern, their 18th of the ball game. Just one field goal for the Birds in that first half. They were 5 of 9 from the foul line. Man-to-man defense for Southwestern. Check, that looks like a little bit of a zone piece. As on the top of the key now, it's Roberts. Oh, she had the three, bobbled the catch, and then shuffled her feet. And that'll be the fourth Williamsville turnover. Roberts started hot, 12 first quarter points. She's had some open looks since then, but hasn't gotten them to go. Boy, that's what makes the high point total games in high school so impressive when a kid gets into the upper 20s or the 30s, because you have to have it going all night long. There can't be any letup. 24-7. Williamsville with the lead, Southwestern with the basketball. Man-to-man defense for the Bullets. Addie Green spinning at the foul line. Good job by Roberts to keep in front. Here's Nixon on the bounce, gets to the foul line, pulls up, off the mark, no good, and the rebound down to the Bullets and Gleason. Here's Maddie Roberts in the front court, long pass to Barton. Roberts open for three. She canned that one. Maddie Roberts has 17 points now, her third triple of the ball game. Lead is up to 20 for Williamsville, 27-7, 6.5 minutes for the third quarter of play. Now you look over on the Southwestern bench, you see 2 players dressed on the bench and 2 players in street clothes on the bench. Never the ratio you want. On the baseline, Ditterline can't get it to go. Good look there, just didn't go down. Rebound down to Barton and the Bullets. She gets it off to Roberts. Maddie leaves it in the corner for Henriksen. She wants the 3-ball, left it short. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by the Birds and Hannah Nixon. Hannah with the left-hand bounce, races into the front court. Gets it back middle of the floor now to Gracie Darr. Inside of 6 minutes for quarter number 3. Darr out, works left side now. Picked up the bounce, will hand it off to Ditterline. Tristan dribble drive, runs into a host of purple shirts. Ball knocked free, but is picked up off the floor by Green. Then her pass is tipped away and stolen by Maddie Roberts. Here comes Roberts into the front court. Southwestern gets back, and then Nixon with a little push, and they're going to call that an intentional foul on Hannah Nixon as she was behind Roberts on the play and just kind of gave a little forearm shiver to the back of Maddie Roberts, and that will be an intentional foul. Looked like the right call. It was not really a basketball play. Certainly wasn't a dirty play.
Yeah, the problem was she had a teammate who was setting up there ready to take the charge and never allowed her to get to there.
Roberts knocks down the first free throw, give Maddie 18 for the ball game. No one around the foul line. Toss is good. I've always thought the shooter should have the option to put kids around the free throw line if they want, because that's an unsettling feeling to be out there by yourself.
And they're not getting an advantage. The only thing can happen is something bad for their team.
That's exactly right. 29-7, Williamsville with the lead, 5:39 for the third quarter of play. Litchfield Lady Panthers are walking across the near side here. Here's a three ball from Ditterline. Check that from Hendrickson, no, and the rebound right to Gleason. Lays it up and in. That is Charlene's first field goal. She has 3 points. Hillsborough and Litchfield girls will tip next. Route 16 rivalry renewed here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. 5:15, quarter number three, a 31-7 Williamsville lead. Birds with the basketball. Here's Addie Green in the right corner. They have just not been able to get anything going on the offensive end. The Bullets defense has just been suffocating. Gracie Darr out near the volleyball spike line leaves it back for Addie Green. Addie puts it on the deck with the left hand. Now she pulls it back and will reset things. 2-3 zone. Williamsville's been switching the defense from man-to-man to that 2-3 zone, keeping the Birds off balance. Ditterline, a nice drive baseline. That thing was three-quarters of the way down and kicked out. Tristan's thinking, how does that not stay home? On the attack, Roberts dumps it down. Ill-advised pass there in the fifth. Williamsville turnover picked up by Tristan Ditterline. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Gracie Darr out front. Williamsville back to man-to-man defense now. Hendrickson with the ball pressure. Darr with the spin, gets a ball screen from Stormer. That frees up Green in the corner for three. Missed it, and the rebound down to the Bullets. Ann Barton, she's going to be trapped on the baseline and gets it away to Roberts. Now Maddie wants to push quickly into the front court comes Roberts. Down the left side, nice little slip pass down to Miller. Kicks it out. Now back to Roberts in the corner. She drives baseline, keeps the bounce alive. Nifty little shot with the English. Gets it to go. Maddie Roberts with 21. She drove that left baseline, was under the backboard, but her last dribble, she got herself back in front of the rim and was able to scoop it up and in. 33-7 Williamsville. Roberts now at 21. 3:45 for the third quarter. Back to a zone piece for the Bullets. As Darr on the bounce. Checks head coach Darren Mosley for the play call. Darren wasn't hired till the last week of July or the first week of August. So talk about being pressed into action. And it's what the Piasaw Birds had from the beginning of this season. Summer's not right, and then early season, it just takes a long time to get settled. That ball's jarred loose, 20th Southwestern turnover. Here's Barton down in the block to Gleason, too strong, and the rebound to the floor, picked up momentarily by Southwestern, and now a foul on Williamsville. Let's see, the personal foul is going to go on Hendrickson. That is Allie's second. And with that, we will get our mask break here in the third quarter. 3:09 for quarter number three. Williamsville leading Southwestern 33-7, game 1 of 8 here at the third annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here in Nokomis. Sean Bellent will be along as the day progresses. Levi Ubelt, Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios pushing the dials. The third annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer as the Piasaw Birds have the basketball. And now they throw the basketball into the third row. 21st Southwestern turnover. The Toppers have made their way into the gymnasium. See Brett Teakin and Rob Corso. The head coach is standing over having a conversation. They've played a few games against each other. There won't be any surprises between Hillsborough and Litchfield. 33-7 Bullets with the lead, 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Newton, top of the key. High post feed to Hendrickson. Off it goes to Phillips on the left elbow. Bullets swing it left wing now with Noonan into the hands of Hendrickson. Roberts is off the floor, getting a well-deserved breather for Williamsville. Actually, I think she fouled out. That last foul was her fifth. As that bucket is put home by Hendrickson. Nails the three. Her first points of the ball game. 36-7 Williamsville, 2 minutes for the third quarter. Williamsville was shorthanded today just because they had a JV game going on, so they only brought 8 kids for their varsity roster. Stepping in front of the passing lane that time was Barton on the attack. Gets it to Hendrickson, no. Barton's follow, no. They'll give it another go. That won't stay down for Gray, and finally cleared out of there by the Piasaw Birds. 100 seconds for the third quarter. All the money raised today to the Montgomery County Cancer Association, and with the raffles and the 50-50s, you don't have to be present at the time of the drawing to be eligible to win. Here's Nixon for three. Yes, Hannah Nixon rattles down the triple off the left wing. Her first bucket today. Makes it 36-10 at Williamsville. $5 gets you in the door. Cheap, easy way to do some Christmas shopping, if you ask me. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Here is Phillips, left alone for three, rattles it down. Jordan Phillips with the triple answer. She has 6 points. Final minute, third quarter, and it's 39-10, Williamsville. On the bounce, Gracie Darr out front. She will leave it for Hannah Nixon. Southwestern, 22 turnovers today. Here's Nixon, almost had number 23 as she kept that pivot foot anchored to the floor. On the left wing with Haley Stormer now. Back between the circles with Hannah Nixon. Nixon on the attack, leaves it for Gracie Darr. On the baseline, it goes to Ditterline. Dumps it down to Green and a foul on Williamsville. Nice ball movement that time from Southwestern against that Williamsville defense. It will send Addie Green to the free throw line. The foul on Noonan, her first. So Maddie Roberts, 21 points on the day. Fouled out in the third quarter, though. Free throw for Green is good. Hit all the iron and somehow sucked in. First point for Addie. 26.7 seconds for quarter number three. Second free throw for Addie is good. Green gets the pair. And at the table, Callie Stormer will check in, replacing Tristan Ditterline.
The Paisaw Birds have more points from the free throw line than they do from the field tonight.
They absolutely do. They've got two field goals, so 5 points from the floor, seven from the foul line. 20 seconds for the quarter. Bullets have the basketball on the right wing with Barton. Up top it goes to Jordan Phillips. Left wing now with Noonan. She'll trigger the three, left it short. Rebound is picked up by Darr. 10 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands of Hannah Nixon. She will come across the timeline with five. Nixon with four. Gets it to Darr with three. Will they get a shot? Stormer puts it on the deck. Lets it fly. No good. Three quarters in the books. It is the Williamsville Bullets. 39, the Southwestern Paisaw Birds. 12, you're listening to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. Welcome back inside Nokomis High School for the third annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. Game one of the day has reached the fourth quarter. All Williamsville here in the opening contest, 39-12. Bullets with the lead over Southwestern as Maddie Roberts, the offensive star for Williamsville today, as she has 21 points. She's back on the floor now. 39-12, Birds with the basketball on the left wing with Haley Stormer. Back into the hands of Hannah Nixon. Nixon leaves it back for Stormer. Haley wants the three, partially blocked in there, saved by Callie underneath, but goes right to the Bullets and Delaney Noonan. Noonan across the timeline. Roberts will stop, pop, and knock. Maddie Roberts with 23 points today, and she is 6 points away for breaking Sammy Matusha's single-game scoring record here in the shootout. 7:20 for the ball game. If you pass Sammy Matusha anything basketball-related, you've accomplished something. Here's a three for Nixon. Can't get it to go off the heel, and Roberts with the rebound for Williamsville. She will push into the middle of the floor. On the left wing with Noonan. Back to Roberts. On the wing now with Hendrickson. Back between the circles it goes to Phillips. Here's Roberts open for three. Left that one short. Rebound is tipped around. Eventually picked up by the Bullets. And Phillips part of the lane and Jordan buries it. Eight for Jordan Phillips. That was like a pinball in there. Eventually found its way to Jordan Phillips. Toppers have made their way into the gymnasium. They'll take on Litchfield coming up next. Gary Booker has the call of that contest. So we start with back-to-back girls games. There's a travel out front on Southwestern, their 23rd turnover. After Hillsboro-Litchfield girls, we will have boys action for you with Hillsboro and Athens. And then at 2 o'clock, the Hillsboro JV, who's replacing Carthenville, will take on Edinburgh, who's replacing Tri-City. That game will tip at 2. Lincolnwood-Litchfield boys at 3:30. Nokomis-Greenville girls at 5. Centralia-Effingham boys at 6:30. And then Nokomis-Madison boys round us out tonight at 8 o'clock. $5 gets you in all day long. Here's a three for Phillips off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to the Birds and Tristan Ditterline. 6 minutes for the ball game. 43-12, Williamsville with the lead. Out front, Gracie Darr into the hands of Hannah Nixon. She'll bring it back between the circles. 2-3 zone right now for the Bullets. Here's Haley Stormer on the left wing. Back it goes to Nixon. Nixon on the bounce, leaves it back for Stormer. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Nixon right back to Stormer with the return pass. In the corner it goes to Callie Stormer. She drives baseline, muscles her way in, lost the basketball, winds up on the deck, but gets it away to Haley Stormer, and Southwestern maintains. Here's Gracie Darr. One dribble pull-up, yes, for Gracie Darr. She knocks down the jumper off the short baseline. 6 points for Gracie. She's a nice-looking freshman. 43-14 Williamsville. We approach the five-minute mark of the ball game. The old 9:30 tip this morning. On the attack, Phillips. Outlet pass to Noonan now. Right back to Roberts on the right wing. Maddie Roberts lost the handle but keeps the dribble alive. She'll pull it back now and reset things. On the left wing with Hendrickson. Right back in the corner it goes to Roberts. High post feed to Phillips. She will turn off the heel. No good. And the rebound down to Southwestern's Tristan Ditterlein. Thanks to all the volunteers here today from the Montgomery County Cancer Association, to all the people associated with Nokomis. As Nixon for three can't get it to go, it takes a lot of people to pull off an event like this, not only today, but leading up to. Darren Deneve has so much to do with the runnings of this shootout leading up to the actual day of the event. So thanks to Darren, thanks to Kevin Reedy and Nokomis, all the folks with the MCCA. And we'll be playing Terry's speech from the first shootout throughout the day. And Gary, he made a point to talk about, got to thank the kids, because without the kids and the teams, there's nothing to do.
I was right driving over here listening to that rendition and even listening to his call bringing us in from a break. You know, I was thinking, of course, in our hearts, he's never going to die, but it's so nice to continue to hear his voice on the air.
We get so many kind words from people who express that it's nice to hear Terry's voice, and we could not agree more.
Yes.
It is great to hear Terry's voice as much as we do. His laugh was so infectious that laugh was just, it was one of a kind. 3.5 minutes here for our first game of the day, 43-14. You know, Gary, we had this set up. Of course, this is the schedule we would have had last year if COVID hadn't wrecked it. So it was set up for Southwestern to bring in Steve Woolley's final team as Addie Green on the dribble drive gets it to go. Her first field goal, she has 4 points. And I've said that was one of the great travesties to me of that COVID season was how Steve Woolley had to end up going out with that team. Three balls short from Hendrickson, picked up off the floor by Southwestern.
But it was nice that WSMI was able to cover his final game, and that was a momentous thing also.
Never got that elusive trip to state. That is just unfortunate because, man, he had teams good enough to get there.
Well,
and, of course, he was the victim of the greatest robbery I've ever seen.
I was going to say, he had one bad call, kept him going.
Boy. And, you know, I don't blame officials, but I've had other officials tell me that was a bad call.
Yeah.
I'll always remember Steve Woolley chasing that official down the tunnel to Carlinville. The official wasn't stopping. Neither was Steve.
Probably a good thing he didn't catch him.
Probably so. But, you know, that's the nature of sports, isn't it? Sometimes it just happens all wrong, and that was the case that night for Southwestern. 2:26 to play in the ballgame. Timeout on the floor. We will come back to the T-Tote shootout versus cancer. Wait a minute. We had a false timeout there, Gary.
They just want to get the substitute in. I was just thinking back in 1991, these two teams met in the Super Sectional at Carlinville, and that was a time when we had our ride to the state finals.
You know, and people younger might not appreciate how good Southwestern was pre-Steve Woolley.
Right. And the thing about that game that I also remember, my folks, of course, couldn't make the trip to Champaign, but Terry Tope put him on a front row seat.
That's right.
And they let him know that several times after the games.
He used to always talk about walking across the floor to interview Merv before the trip, right down the floor, right across. He went to talk to Merv Kuthis before the ball games. Of course, 9/11 changed all that in terms of access and those types of things. Inside of 2 minutes for the ball game, come out and join us today here at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. All the money raised goes to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. This really was Terry's second home. He's associated more with Nokomis, probably even than Lincolnwood, Gary.
Yeah. Well,
think about the state titles.
Part of it was the interrelationship between the two schools and the co-op.
That had a lot to do with it. You are exactly right. But he was great. One of his best friends in life was Mo Huff. Of course, calling those state championships in 98 and 99. Him and Steve Kimbrough were extremely close. And you think about, I mean, Nokomis has won a lot of basketball games over the last 40 years. And Terry Tote was on the microphone for a good chunk of them. boys and girls.
Every important win, he was there.
That's it. Every important win, you better believe it. There was a big game Nakoma's played in the last 40 years. Terry was there. Three ball for Hendrickson, no. Going to be tracked down in the corner, though, by the Bullets, and they'll maintain. Final minute here of our opening game. Hillsborough and Litchfield coming up next. That shot off the mark. Rebound ripped off the floor by Ditterline, and she's fouled. And the reaction from Hendrickson is priceless. And since she's got her mask down, we can see that facial reaction. She did not think that she fouled. And I'm really glad to see that the officials, even though they're wearing masks, don't enforce the kids wearing masks
Correct.
While they're playing.
It's difficult enough to breathe, especially running up and down the floor
like
that.
You better believe it. That ball deflected out. On the bench, fine. Locker room, fine. Bus, fine, but not on the court.
I got to give kudos to Southwestern's fans. I couldn't believe how many of them I heard cheering. They made the trip up here this morning. You know, despite the problems with the team, the fans showed up quite well.
It was like breakfast at Wimbledon for those folks. They had to get up early, early start. So the final few seconds going to tick off here in final of game number one here, the third annual Tito Shootout versus Cancer. The Williamsville Bullets, 43. The Southwestern Piasaw Birds, 16. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up game number one, get you set for game number two from the Tito Shootout versus Cancer here on WSMI.